Just a minute. Oh, good Lord, I look terrible. I should have at least brushed my hair or put some perfume on if I wanted him to come over today. Oh, gosh, I'm such an airhead when it comes to these sorts of things.
Why, hello there. Oh, Lord, is it really you? Oh, you've grown up so much since we last met. Golly, has it really been a year since you went to college? Good Lord, time sure does fly. Well, come on in, darling. You must be melting in that heat out there. All right then, sugar. Take a seat right there, okay? Yeah, right there on the couch. I just want to talk with you, if that's okay. Okay, sugar. Before we do the thing I needed your help with, I wanted to talk with you about something. So, look, darling, I know what's been happening between you and my daughter, and I know these past couple of months haven't been particularly nice to you. A friend of mine works at your college, and she told me that my daughter stole your girlfriend from you. So it's true, huh? My daughter, a dirty cunt napper. Oh, sugar, don't look so mad. I'm only joking around. Look, darling, it's just a bit of humor. You don't like gotta look so devastated. I remember you having a better sense of humor than... Hey, sugar, are you tearing up? Was it something I said? What? Don't go. Look, whatever I said, I didn't mean to humiliate or insult you. Sugar, look, just sit back down. Talk like adults. We'll sort all this out. Does that sound good? Okay, good. So, I can imagine that my daughter taking away your girl would be heartbreaking. I mean, that's a given. And I know for certain there's something else this whole ordeal, ain't there? So, I want to hear it straight from you first, okay? Alright. Just take a deep breath, wipe those pretty eyes of yours, and tell me what else happened. Yes, I did just call your eyes pretty, but that's besides the point, sugar. What else happened between you and my Claire? Hold on. Wait. Please, don't tell me she did that to you. Don't you fucking tell me that my Claire has been cucking you this entire time. Sugar, how long has this been going on for? Hold on. This entire thing has been going on for 4 months? Oh, my fucking... Pardon my language. There. This ain't bad, is it? Look, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I feel horrible over what's been going on with you and Claire. I mean, it's bad enough that she outright steals your girlfriend. But to go as far as to make you into a cuck, it's one that really irks me. I mean, I taught her better than this, okay? Like, I'm all for an open relationship, as long as everybody's happy with each other, but this is just downright insulting to not just to you, but to me as well. I mean, I sure as hell wasn't doing this kind of nonsense with her father when he was... Look, maybe if you were some uptight jerk who treated his girl like some object, then maybe I could understand why Claire would do something like this. But you, of all people? I mean, you two have been friends since kindergarten, for Christ's sake. You two did everything together. And you two were so excited when you both got into the same college. You were also the first person she ever told her... condition about. And I know for a fact that you treated your girlfriend with every ounce of respect and kindness you had in your heart. You two look so happy in those pictures on that bird website? Whatever it's called. Twitter? And my friend working at your college said you two were practically inseparable. I am really sorry for her behavior. God, listen to me. It's like I'm talking to her teacher after she caused a fight at school or some other nonsense. I just feel really terrible about it all. It's just that I wish I could help you somehow. All right, sugar. I have a plan on how we can even this whole feud out. Okay? How, you ask? Well, she might not have acted like this before, but Claire has always been protective of me since her father passed. I mean, sure, there were a couple men who tried courting her dear old me, but none of them really ever got intimate with me. Not only that, but Claire would not stop until those men knew I was a widowed woman, and that I had, in fact, loved my late husband very much. Of course, that whole speech she would give was never the reason why the relationships never went anywhere. But it really showed how devoted she was in making sure I stayed a single woman for the rest of my life. But sugar, I think today's when things change. Oh, sweetie, you look so flustered. What? Is an older, taller woman saying she wants to get intimate really that bad? Well, whatever you may think, I want you to do something for me, sugar. I want you to touch my breasts. Oh, sugar, that face is just adorable. Look, I know what sort of things this whole cuckolding thing involves. An old woman like myself does get curious of what the kids are into nowadays. And cuckolding seems to be something that's, popular with some of the couples nowadays. Depriving the man of a woman's body, teasing and humiliating him until he begs for a bittersweet release. I mean, I don't mean to kink shame, but personally I don't see the appeal. Maybe it's because I was taught the traditional way of doing things. And I know for a fact you ain't enjoying it either. So why don't we do that whole eye for an eye thing? If my daughter can steal her best friend's girl and force him to endure months of painful denial, then dear old Claire can endure the idea of her poor, widowed mama sharing her body with a young stud like yourself. Anyways, enough chit-chat. All of this talking has gotten me excited. Well, what are you waiting for, stud? I told you. I wanted you to touch my breasts. And I meant it. Here, give me your hands. And... oh, yes, sweetie. God, I haven't had these babies massaged by a real man in a long time. Oh, yes, sugar. Keep needing these others, won't you? Maybe try pinching the ends. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, okay there, sugar. Oh, let's settle down on the handiwork there. Whew. There's something else you gotta attend to. Here, let me just take this hand of yours, guide it down, and... Oh, sugar, you didn't think my daughter's cock was a special case, was it? Hell no, sweetie. This family has always had this addition to our bodies. And I know for certain my darling husband always loved getting his ass stretched open beyond repair. Oh, fuck. You feel that, don't you? How it's getting bigger with your hand rubbing against it? Well, I shouldn't be the only one getting attention here. Let me just feel what sort of thing you got in these... What the... Oh, sugar, what you got in the... Oh, God. Please, please tell me Claire didn't make you wear one of those. Oh, God damn it, Claire. Oh, hold on. I'll be right back, sugar. Okay? Fucking bitch, goddamn. All right then, sugar. Why don't you follow me upstairs, okay? All right. Time for a little bit of good old-fashioned fun. Now, I might not be very informed on what the kids are into nowadays, but I know exactly what sort of thing is hooked on to your little fella down there. Oh, geez, a pinkin? Real funny choice, Claire. Well, this ain't no problem. I got just the solution for this predicament. Oh, hey, calm down there, sugar. I ain't gonna turn you into some gelded stallion here. God knows where Claire keeps the key for this thing, and I ain't gonna fuck you with that thing on. A man has to be his best when he's with a gal. And that includes being full mass when it's getting his ass destroyed by a woman. All right, then. Don't move, sugar. It'll be harder if you are. Okay, a one, and a two, and a snap, and there we go. Let's get this thing off of you, and we can throw this away afterwards. Now, you must be feeling a bit atrophied from having that cage on. So let's get you back up to full mast, why don't we? There we go, sugar. Doesn't that feel good? Ooh, I can't imagine how backed up you must feel after being locked up all these months. All so cute. Well, you certainly seem to be enjoying it. But I don't think this was nearly enough of an apology for what my daughter did. Here, let me get my tits around you. Ooh, oh, sugar. That face says it all. I knew you were dying to put your cock inside of these udders. You always did used to sneak peeks in them whenever Claire invited you over. So I figured you'd love them. Oh, sugar, are you gonna come? Oh, no, don't say sorry, dear. I know that not being in that thing causes complications. Don't worry about nothing. Just let it all out, baby. I know how badly you want to come. Just give an... Oh! Well, there we go. Oh, that felt good, didn't it? Good. Now time for the main attraction to start. Oh, yeah, baby. That look says it all. I sure am bigger than Claire, ain't I? I don't mean to shame her. I bet she had a field day insulting your manhood, didn't she? But I'll tell you what I always told my dear old husband whenever he felt ashamed of his size. Size don't matter, sugar. It never should matter. Just because my dick is bigger than yours, don't entitle me to insult and humiliate you. So please, don't think about any of this while we're having fun, okay? Anyways, enough moping around. I can only imagine what your throat must feel like, sugar. Oh, don't look so scared, sweetie. I'll go slow for you. All right. Off the bed and on your knees, big guy. Oh, sugar. You look so adorable on your knees. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I ain't gonna call you names and degrade you for doing this. I want you to enjoy this as much as I do. All right. All you gotta do, sugar, is put your hands on the shaft. Yeah, just like... Oh, just like that, baby. Oh, no, Sugar, you didn't do anything wrong. I haven't exactly touched this thing for a long time, so... It's a bit sensitive still. Okay, now, just stroke it up and down, okay? Oh, yeah. Just like that, Sugar. Oh. I think I see some pre-cum coming out. Oh, Lord. I can't remember the last time this old thing got any attention. All right, sweetie, stop. I appreciate you getting the old thing working again, but we both know this ain't gonna do it. Oh, Sugar, shh. It's okay. I know it's your first time, and you don't know what you're doing, so don't be so worried about pleasing me enough, okay? So what I want you to do is you're gonna start out by giving it a little lick, okay? Yeah, just stick out that tongue, go down to the balls, and you just go up from there. Yeah, you're almost doing it. Just close your eyes and go forward, Sugar. Go forward, then go, oh, wow. Oh, I really forgot how amazing that felt. Oh. Next, you just gotta put your mouth on the tip and just go as far as you can take it, okay? I don't want you to hurt yourself on the first time, all right? Oh, Sugar, are you shaking? What's the matter, hon? Oh, did that first lick make you excited, Sugar? Oh? Sugar, I think you're harder than when I had that thing in between my tits. Well, trust Sugar. If my husband has anything to go off of, then you're gonna love this next part. Just like last time, open your mouth, close your eyes, and just go down on it. Here, I'll count you down. 3, 2, and 1. Oh, yeah, Sugar. Just like that. Go up and down on this fucking monster. Oh, but. Oh, you know, Sugar, I don't know what my daughter was thinking. Oh, she should have put moves on you years ago. I knew she had a crush on you, but I guess she waited a little too long, huh? Oh, yeah, baby. You're mine now. My daughter lost her chance at you when she took your whore of an ex away. There, I said it. That ex of yours was nothing but a dirty whore if she was willing to give up you. I'm sorry, Sugar. But I gotta take this throat of yours all the way. All right, Sugar. Time for the best part. Okay, sweetie. You ready? I'm gonna stretch this little ass out until it can't take no more. Well, of course, you're always free to stop if you want. I ain't gonna force you to Oh, baby. You're just asking for it, aren't you, dirty boy? Grinding on me like that. You must have been secretly hoping I would ruin your ass tonight, didn't you? All right, my little cock-hungry boy. I hope you're ready. Because I don't want you biting the pillow to muffle your screams. Oh, fuck. I forgot how great a tight little asshole is. I'm gonna stretch this little ass of yours beyond recognition. You should be proud, sugar. Only one other man has gotten a chance to be fucked by me. And I gave him all the love that I had. You better take responsibility after this, sugar. Cause I sure as hell gonna let you go. Ain't gonna. Ooh, fuck. Oh shit. Oh, I think I'm close, sweetie. Oh fuck. Yeah. Get ready, baby. Cause I am not pulling out. Oh my God. Oh Lord. I needed that, sugar. Thanks for being a real champ. Here, let me pull out real quick. Oh, Lord, sugar. I really filled up your insides, didn't I? Oh, but it seemed like you enjoyed it as much as I did. So no harm done, I suppose. Oh, that must be Claire. I was wondering what she was going to get here. Oh, no, 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 sugar. Stay here. You don't gotta hide from this.
Mom, I'm home. Where are you?
I'm in my room, darling. Come on up here. I want to show you something.
Okay. Give me a second.
All right. You don't gotta say anything, sugar. Just let me do all the talking. Hey, what did you want to... What the hell? What the fuck, Mom? Claire, watch your language, please. Especially in front of our guests. No, Mom, what the fuck is he doing here? And why the fuck are you two... fuck you! Get the hell away from my mom, you fucking... Claire! That is enough. I don't want to hear another insult from you to our guest here. Mom, why? Why are you doing this? What about Dad? Don't you still love him? Did his love not mean anything to you? Why are you just throwing it all?
Claire, you are overreacting, darling. I still love your father very, very much, but I'm sure there's one thing your father would not approve of, seeing his daughter acting like a lying, cheating cuntnapper.
What? You know about that?
Yes, I do know about that, in fact. I also know about the months of hell you put this poor boy through. How you humiliated him by locking him up in one of those cages and calling him all those degrading names. I am very disappointed in
Mom,
you, Claire.
Mom, you don't understand. This whole thing is just...
I don't care what you have to say, Claire. This boy almost broke down crying when talking about all the shit you did to him. So the way I see it, if you get to steal his girlfriend and make fun of him in the process... then you'll just have to deal with the idea of having your mama stolen from you. Do you like that, Claire? Knowing your mama belongs to somebody else.
I fucking... Ugh.
Good Lord. I love her, but she can give me a major headache when she gets difficult like that.
Sugar? You okay? You look sorta down after this whole thing. Ain't you happy that you ain't got to deal with her nonsense anymore?
Oh, sugar. You don't gotta feel guilty about this whole thing. Look, our relationship can be difficult at times, but the one thing I know for certain is we always reconcile in the end. If she don't like her punishment for her behavior, then that's her problem. She'll understand sooner or later, so don't even worry about it, okay?
Oh, there's a smile.
What? It's official. I'm all yours now. My body is yours to explore and toy with all you want. If you want to try giving me a good time instead, then I'm all for being fucked like a bitch in heat. Or, if you won't, I could be the one to lead this relationship, sugar. I promise it won't be as rough as I was earlier today. Unless you want me to, of course, sweetie. I meant it when I said I'd give you all my love. So you'll never be down or sad again. Not on my watch, at least. But now, I guess we're still pretty tired, ain't we? How about this? Let's just cuddle and nap in each other's arms for a bit. And when we're nice and rested up, we can go talk this out more with Claire, why don't we? Okay, sugar. Come here. I want to make sure you get all the love you deserve. One night ain't gonna make up for months of hell. So you're gonna get all the love this old lady has left in her. There we go, sugar. Wrapped up nice and tight in my arms. I hope you rest well, sugar. And if you ever have anything on your mind that's bothering you or making you feel down, you can tell me anything, okay? Oh, great. One last thing, though, sugar. Can you look at me real quick? Yeah, just like that. And now to seal the whole deal together. There. You're going to be getting a lot more of those in the future. So don't worry your pretty little head off, okay? Good. And one more time. I love you so much, sugar. Have a nice rest.